Well, Keith, I'd imagine you're a pretty frustrated man after all that, because the game was there for you to go and win.
It was, obviously. You've got to find your way in the first period of the game, and I thought we hung in really well. Didn't think we'd give them any chances. We had a few half chances ourselves. And then, of course, the game changed a little bit when they had the man sent off. We get the goal, and it would now prove that not getting the second goal was going to be the thing that has undone us. We tried to make them aware of not being loose or not believing the game was over at half-time. But, you know, we never really got going, if I was honest. We never really got going at half-time, and then they got their tails up. We gave a couple of poor goals away, if the truth be known. I mean, the boy is a good player, but it's gone through the middle of us. So that was really disappointing. And as disappointing it is for me, obviously it is for the lads as well. But when that momentum changes, we've seen it so many times at all different levels of football, it's a very powerful tool. And we could never quite get back into the game. I think we changed the shape a little bit, which gave us a little bit of impetus. But once they had their tails up, they found a yard, didn't really notice they had a player down. And as good as we were first half, they were that little bit better second half.
And was it a case that once they got the first, that was a big moment for them, because they seemed to believe that they were still playing with 11, and obviously they got a striker bang in form?
I think, you know, when you talk about momentum, you can't really bottle it, but I think, Mark, that probably a big part of the game, isn't it? It gives them belief from having no hope. All of a sudden, this is why games change. And we always talk about goals changing games, and didn't only change the game, but it changed the attitude of their players. All of a sudden, not seeing any of their players really first half, now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of them, and they're chasing the game, capitalising on our mistakes. And at this level, they make you pay.
At one stage, obviously, it would have been a brilliant 3 points for you to go forward into the cup game. So how much does this affect the mood, or have you got to shake it off pretty quickly now?
Well, I think now, you know, in the modern game, we were disappointed. And so were they. And we told them we were disappointed. However, they'll be disappointed tomorrow. Monday they'll have a pool session and start again, because, you know, we've got to pick a team and we've got to go out there and start exactly the same we did this afternoon, because it's another great opportunity for them. So we've nailed down the bits that we've got to get better at, but now we've got to try and move on as quick as we can and look forward to the game and take the game to Yeovil like we did first half here. What we've got to try and do is make sure that we complete the game rather than, you know, only play 45 minutes, which I felt we did today.